God, we thank you for the privileged evening. We thank you that we can ask the Spirit to enlighten our mind, to interpret the message. Father, we thank you for all you have given us, asking that we can see the word. We thank you in name. Amen. Open your Bible, James, verse 2. Who said, in this world, tragedies, want, and get. And live your divorce with it. As the written, the first inspired work of God dealt with is the issue of trials, three, in which we live. So, such Jesus Christ do not consider difficulty joy. It must be very hard to have difficulty in their life. Because today, we face, if we need to flee temptation, we need to flee something that would be perils that we recognize about. And James talks about escape, and so they have those things we would ability. And I use the say of the who conflict. The easiest way out of it, and it's I know many people here, I hate divorce. I thought it was wonderful going through thrill. It was so much. No, it's not. It's not fun if there's property. And come to understand, hates divorce. But divorce, the days of Malachi, when that was, I think it was getting such with husband and wife, as it was with, there's been divorce, it just happened. There's a lot of people who want to accept their responsibility and just say, well, it's too hard to leave looking at it. And a legitimate divorce, when we apply those biblical, in the end of the marriage, but too often, it is the wrong reasons. Just because they abandon their responsibility. And that's the midst of so often try to speak in action. We think that we can endure. That if we can endure really true. Just of a trial, why that's happening, resolve the problem. Doesn't really what the problem. You know, if you have a problem with a valve, the vacuum hose came off, it happened very easily with cars to be ahead. And you go, right? You know, and how much am I going to be out? You know, the explanation of the problem read you a whole lot. And I remember many years ago, Jory Arnold, me as a reality, when you were working as a with cancer patients who were terminal, she told me once, she said when she was like, what it was doing, the metastases of the cancer, that's really not what the people were done to know. That she could be able to give them that. And, people don't want to know. And so if I have the nation, I'll know in this trial. Now, every step back away from the at the different categories of suffer, but even careful, every thought that to say this, knowing why you, knowing the different categories, this is not the solution, it's upon God. And an explanation, joyful endurance, if it's a joyful endurance, even in the midst, the idea I only stand plus in our, not our application. And then once the goodness, so often we want to exit with as soon as possible, having you fail to learn that God has for you. A lot of believers, they'll give up when the trial. I remember years ago, because it was such a very, there's a potential legion of years by identifying their fort, and they're all great. And one little calf going up over these sand, one was, and I want to just give up. Believers give up, field of faith, hardship, in doing so, they miss out on the moment by has for them. The moment God has for them, but they also know where God wants them to be. We consider escape. We must say God may provide for with temptation that He provides a way. Nation, He does teach, and so as you need to be. Lord is looking for that we might face. He says counter these tests and do so with an attitude. The reframes what why that joy? Why should I be endured? Because it says in verse 3, knowing something, knowing that your faith. Purdue can do. You know the world does not. You know something others do not know, that the trials that you are really the practice field. It's not only that the test to age, but also to our advantage. You might you can aim, but to prepare you in this, you are be competition that is to come. This could be some of us, but you are in for something that is bigger. Test that your circumstance, the situation, that particular test. And so we do not know how it might be better. But what we are experiencing right this moment, you, whatever they might be, they some of you, others they might be good, can every difficult be suffering physically in all kinds of ways. But whatever it is, deal with knowing that God might be something tomorrow going to be greater. And being past that greater test as a nation, people don't know. Being prepared, you be the practice. My practice is going to prepare. Uses the now the word that James uses to begin the word go does not use the word echo or form of epinosis because that was pretty peculiar. Kind of use word they probably wouldn't between the two words. This is gnosko. We have learning and knowing something. He does prefix with the preposition testing is dokimo, taken from that of this and testing over, and he would do, and skimming off the wheel, he finished that he sent pure seed flexion in the gold or silver. He knew that purity risen, he'd skim the top, and finally, and he would say, tetralogy of, he skims off the time you pass the test, off. You're learning dependence, God, faith dependence in the Spirit. And so some of the dropping, when will you be finished? When the Lord Jesus Christ himself, then you have, and you're promoted. The when the Lord sees endurance in the for faith, pisteos is a multi-time faith. I'd like to look at that. Faith is really this epistle, which also I think it's a great, and that's the whole faith shared. We're going to be so. Let's the manner of life of grace, a point manner of God. It is a way in which we. We have to pursue because we cannot see God. An element of which is seen, but that which is seen. We certainly see the effects of God, the manifestation of God. And we studied, we see that sunset, we can see God in the stars, see God in the life. God is, if you're like those, anything, even. But can we perceive God, either manifestations of God, the work, see God. But instead, and we walk and live God's perfect in it. It's and are you start about science, about this, and cannot. I love that. I love history and the things that win, and we recognize that. And limited empiricism is all that is what we sent. A simple illustration. Some of you have 20, 20, 35 or something like that. Others are different levels of different, like. You know, so don't say, is that a middle? Yeah, Aaron, I bet you have pretty good hearing. No, I mean, you got pretty. You can hear this, can't. I've told you, put the words up because I have the ability. I words and say, don't understand a little bit better than others. It's in some of the rocks. No, I can. And I'm going, what? I mean, I think, you know, I never could under a Beatles song. I want to hold you. Why? I don't. He says, why do you listen to talk radio? They had the words. That's a nice song. And I'm talking about the child. Says, have you ever heard the words? No. Well, it says this and this. It's going to get you. And that, you know, be real easy for us. Limited when it comes to somebody. But Christian, here's the good. God has given you a system. There's no limit. There is no limit. He was trained around all kinds of things. Chart. We have because it's God in us. He has every member of human system of that faith has applied. Rationalism and empiricism, faith categories of God. When we look at how faith is used, well, one, saving faith. Here, who has heard the gospel, putting in Jesus in. I do not want to go into an occasion of the gospel, but I said this is what is the unbeliever puts this Christ. They make a decision, even the right person, for their salvation in any other. For it is none other name men whereby saved. Of your salvation is a, and so saving faith, decision, the unbeliever trust their faith in Christ as their Savior. He died on the cross. He, what you could not do, could not. He did what not. He did what no one else could. He did it, and he did it alone. The unbeliever. Secondly, as a system of truth, man. Now, objective rather than subjective. Times and to refer to is believed. The want to talk when we might ask faith. I believe in this. What is your faith? But it is used, revealed by God to man. 13, for example, attained to the unity of the unity of 13. It's not talking about those. It's a unity of doctrine, anchor of the statue which belongs. Then in Galatians 20, Paul wrote, kept hearing, once persecuted us, now preaching the faith is the objective system of truth that tends how to is indeed all faith does. But there it's looking just author of the Word of God. This is the Word of it. So simply, I have an abbreviation. That is passed, belongs to, that is owned by, and revealed God. It's His Word. What you're saying is, I'm saying God. The years of God. It's God. There is no other. You know, that great lot of movie, Ruby, you know, that there is a God and I'm not Him. God, and we're not. You're not. And God is God. And I believe Him. Best in mind. Whatever. In His Word, I'm as a God. We turn it to the other God that eventually we're going to shake our head. There's something there that we're going to say, well, I know that. And I can guarantee you, whereas if you're trusting God, maybe what you know, I would do the illustration when we used to get down. I'd just hop in the back, and I'd be as happy as I didn't care. I, you know, I felt, I believe. And that was back to me going down Tennessee, and he'd be in here and turning there. I'd head up over the sea. You know, are you going the wrong way? I was going to sing my father, not my father. And so Water says, that's fine. We do, because we try. But we know that the Word of God, and talk about the leaves in the Scripture, is that body of truth. That we also, number three, that's the life of you live. And this, the grace and faith, includes claim the promise of God. This includes which you need to be comforted. This means in the Christ-centered life. That third category of believers are going to see that unique, totally subjective. Believer might and activity to it, but it is total subjectivity that I'm told to finances. And he did all be erased if you have all you have faith. So my he'll go, I got a bad report. But if I have faith, it's gonna go, you know, I can begin error today. And if it's the way they faith problems and situations, they live in the midst of prosperity, they can do this, do that because of their faith. They conclude that they lack faith. Now I realize I do not have the, but I do have faith in the God who can move whole mountain ranges. That's the faith that I have. When we see faith as out of uniques, abilities, faith, I'm for my interest. Now, because I'm the one that's having so much faith that it makes God do something. That's not a wonderful illustration. We'll be in our studies of the gospel centurion in Matthew 8:10. I'll go with you. I love it. In almost there, he says, Savior, my servant will be healed. You see, he is Jesus Christ. It's not in his ability. Lord was at this. It's kind of thing. Then there was a way into Capernaum, probably on the centers of the synagogue, came out and said, my son is, and the man said, you have to come to my house. And isn't it interesting, the centurion would say, you don't even have to come. Everyone's going to be well. There was, so that's in Christ. The woman with the issue of going, and the gospel, if I judge the Lord, I'll be, it represents the word of God. And he, feeling that she was even sufficient, stopped everything to be able to deal with her. He understands it was her healed. Not to himself, then he ought to think, thanks, have sound judgment, as do each a measure of every, many, and all kinds of things from the time they get up in the morning to sleep at night. This evening when you go home, if you just start count all today, I'm to well over, you left the house in the morning. You know, you put faith six at every time. It is, you know, you're going to look at that. You're putting faith in that. How do you know it hasn't come in and played with it? Amp meter. You might have. You have one. You're electricians. Okay, yeah, that sucker's all dry. I'm good if the power goes out. That's how we know that on the Oma. Oh, your clock. You know, you paste illustration. Put your all kinds of things. And so you live by life. There's one. Put that faith, and that's in. So living the Christian way, you put your faith in the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 4, 5, in my message and my persuasive words of wisdom, and of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, power, that said, our trust, and the one whom God has sent, wrote in John chapter 6, he sent the Lord, he sent. Ephesians 5:22, as we have, his faithfulness is a, not faith, it has given to every man could without faith. And that faith, it's trusting, synonym of faith, you have to trust in Jesus, life of faith, on that, on the, or the believer, and that's really what, and again, I encourage part of Southwood, if you know, stuff for the classes, I feel they're there for the believer. That's the one day conversations with a man. He's been there since he's a refugee. He's a pastor. Area. And if you do, the area is now at peace. The area is now at peace. Refugees all over that region are coming. He has to. And I think that the reason I'm so into that is the only colony states has ever found it. Remember the story of Liberia? It started by the Monroe presidency. Were slaves from the UK, and the founders of it were slaves. That capital was Monrovia, named after Monroe. And it really is. It was founded. That's so similar to the United States flag. So we founded that colony. That's when we always send out faith. Now, because dead faith. This is something we're going to see. James chapter 2, verse 18. Even so, no works is dead. Except faith without you, my faith. By now, dead faith, object, and thus in the life. Never transmission in the life of the believer. Egocentric, then with reality. But one thing about faith. Dead faith, was once alive, died. Therefore, faith is the faith that turns from faith in and of yourself, a word, and that must become be the object of our hunger or the object of faith. See more examples of that in the book of James. Then there is also a faith. This is mentioned in 1 Corinthians 9. To another, the same spirit. He's talking to the... Now, some people argue that are no, but I disagree. People who are given the gift of faith, we might say, you know, God, I know with this gift, and they're really say the truth. Because I have you going way out, you're planning, and you're thinking, you know, that kind of vision some people have. And it really is fun to be around that. You have such a real spirit that I use. And dreaming big dreams, sometimes you just say, oh, well, you know, how could... And yet, these are the people that really get things with. And every day you need people with that gift of faith, a gift, because they're the leading. You know, many of us, you know, we're back here kind of waiting to fall and wanting to see all the hall and everything else ahead of us. And they're saying, come on. And that's really great to see. So there is that. So if we look at it, we have salvation equated to doctrine, to grace and faith, dead gift of faith. That is the way this word enters. Now, going back to point number three, either at salvation, in the Christian way of being self-centered as a technique. It'll never be seen as being something that is a technique, a mechanic, something that we say we have. What we're saying is we trust our faith. Faith is God, and that's why. I don't trust in the trustster, Bible class. I trust God leads me to the church, to the teaching that is being passed. God leads me to the Bible. Remember the miracle in Galilee? Those were God. But what were people trusting? Miracles. And so we, faith must, and that is this for you. My message and my preaching, ways of words of wisdom. Now, had Jesus loved the chronology of heavens where he used a lot of real, and he didn't, I've said before, long in his approach. Well, I think God let him do it. God wanted to set him up for Capernaum. I think God's will for him to do that. Learn a lesson. I came to in word earlier there in 1 Corinthians with fear and trembling. Exactly the opposite of how asked. So I came not with persuasive words, but it is of the Holy Spirit. Because, and here's that your faith should not rest on the wisdom of faith, rest on me. It should not rest on me. As we do, others who have been down for faith in us, their faith in either their faith in Southwood, the great, as that. No, don't put your faith in these things to be in God. Always have to direct their faith in the wisdom of men, the words of men, what men do, or what an order in the power of God. That's as true in Africa. Our faith has. And so, anyway, the self-centered ability or technique. And four, faithfully, what's said is true on it. He's willing to depend upon it. And so, we join in. We can't take only one way, by faith. As God is doing, we see it as true. We have to act upon it and defend it. 11 verses 1, victory none. For by it gained approval. At that time, would by it today, faith in things not that be bring into life. Faith in sense. You know, it's not, oh, I feel his truth. I feel it is an active faith, faith in you. And it's a perception. God brings confidence. Then knowing that you are doing what he wants you to do. There's no. You're in any type of organization, the head of that organization, whether they're a boss, coach, or whether they're a president, or any type, they say, now do this with that. You told me to do it. And so, you told me to do. Doing that, we can have that. We know that we are by, we are following God. In an inner sense, confidence in the life. And that, as you see faith applied, and it actually becomes kind of like, because as that circle goes, work. Maybe he battles when he didn't have any go. You know, Dr. Lewis being painted into a corner in the days, and I don't know, the day before. Now, did you guys at your house, your husband paint himself into a corner? Himself saying, Aaron, help! But you know, they paint themselves into a corner. Sometimes, and Dr., he said, we'll paint you. Only way out is faith. You think of all your other options, and they're not there. I guess I have to try. And you do work. You're not walking on water, but you're out. All of a sudden, now, they say, well, I'm going to paint you into a corner behind you. See, when you trust me, you're going to trust the wind. See, that window looks all around. You get around to the other window. He gives you a way out. Option of faith is, okay, I'm trusting this. Wow, it works. It works. Then the side, you got a window here, a window that hatch up into the attic. And so God, in faith, grow a window. God, I'm growing. You know, maybe you learned you could trust finance. A health problem comes along. Well, can I know something? Yes, you can. How about a lot of faith? As we look ahead, you know, and we, well, I'm worried about it. Or you can enjoy it. my brother and I were talking the other day, you know, there's no football started yet. So at least, and I don't know what it is, debate. I know. We watched every bit of last night. We're watching them and everything. And talk about them. We'd stop it. We'd talk about it. As fun as a football game.
Oh.
I want to see in them to see faith work. See faith working. Testing of your faith does sir. Sit on faith and walk around and say, no, because now faith is something. Faith is endurance. And faith producing. Produces endurance. Do agricultural term, full harvest. Bumper appearances, and it is only by that walk, it is off as we upomeno, walk for miles. This is not difficult. And we've come down and left the difficulties of, and produce endurance. They will have all, they left one set of testing. Well, I'm glad leaders, they were taking my job. They, you know, so I'm glad I'm out of them. Now, new set of problems, but just asking them, what they count? And they're going to count. Will believers strong and God through these tests? Let's see, and that's where we'll pick it up. Father and God, we're together this evening as we fellowship. We ask that you would dismiss us now. In Christ's name, amen.